Choosing a podcast title. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is a podcast about podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 27. Naming your podcast is stressful. It feels like naming a child. You want it to be unique, memorable, and creative. But because podcasters want to be creative, they usually make a massive, fatal mistake. They choose a title that is clever instead of a title that is clear. Let me give you an example. Imagine you are scrolling through Spotify and you see a podcast called The Golden Hour. What is that podcast about? Is it a photography podcast about shooting at sunset? Is it a medical podcast about the first hour after a trauma? Is it a finance podcast about retirement? Is it just two friends drinking beer? You have no idea. And because you have no idea, you don't click on it. You keep scrolling. If your title relies on an inside joke, an abstract concept, or a vague pun, you are shooting yourself in the foot. You have to remember that Apple Podcasts and Spotify are search engines. When someone wants to learn about real estate, they type the words real estate into the search bar. If your podcast is about real estate, but you named it Flipping Out with Mark, Apple's search engine will likely ignore you because the words real estate are nowhere in your title. Your title is your most valuable piece of digital real estate. It carries the most weight in the search algorithm. So here is your actionable lesson for today. It is called the Stranger Test. Before you finalize your show's name, text it to three people who do not know anything about your industry. Ask them one question. What do you think a podcast with this name is about? If they guess wrong, your title is broken. Fix it. Now, I know what you are thinking, but Mark, I don't want a boring title like The Real Estate Investing Podcast. I want something cool. You can have both. You just need to use the subtitle formula. The formula is : literal description. Let's go back to our previous example. Instead of just The Golden Hour, you name the show The Golden Hour, Photography Business Tips and Tutorials. Now you get to keep your cool, creative brand name, but you also feed the search engine the exact literal keywords it needs to index you properly. The human gets the vibe, and the algorithm gets the data. One last thing, do not name the podcast after yourself unless you already have a million followers. Calling it The Mark Johnson Show is useless if nobody is searching for Mark Johnson. Lead with the value. Lead with the topic. Let them fall in love with your name later. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about cover art and why your logo is completely unreadable on a smartphone. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.